Well, I'm Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. And we're talking to Charles Colgrove. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Or you call me Chuck.
Chuck, okay. So I'm just going to go through these questions, and then you can share any additional stories you have.
Okay.
So did you work at the fair as a volunteer, or were you employed there?
Well, I was never employed, but I was a fair board member.
Fair board member.
And I also was a volunteer because when I was a fair board member, we did lots of projects ourselves.
What years were you?
I didn't write that down, so we know. I can remember. I was just a precious man.
Okay.
7 years, January 1977 through the end of December of 1983.
I have a picture after we're done I want to show you. Maybe you can help me identify who's in that. Okay. All right. So you said you're a fair board member from 1977 to 1983, but you were also involved in other projects?
I had a 4-H club.
4-H club.
We moved here from Douglas County in 1968 into Washington County. And so I had a 4-H club.
With what kind?
Blooming a livestock club. Blooming livestock. In fact, there's still activity.
Ah.
Of course, there are the kids and actually leaders and so on. And so I
Okay. Were your kids and did you have children and were they involved in the 4-H livestock club too? Okay.
I was in 4-H also as a kid.
You were?
Back in the old days.
Long time for each other. Did you show livestock too?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yeah. And my claim to fame was the 1946 when I sophomore in high school. We did an activity thing at the Pacific International Portland. I was the lucky guy that had the grand champion lamb. So for a world record prize at $25 a pound.
Wow.
$2,175 back in Henry Daly bought the land. And so it was 4 years of college.
That's wonderful. So who had the most influence on you, either as a child or as an adult, in getting involved with 4-H and the fair?
I guess for myself, and I maybe you get lots of those same answers, are my parents. My parents, my mother was a school teacher, and so I guess maybe I have to go back to them, my mother particularly.
Did you have a farm? Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did. It's out in Benton County, south of Fort Dallas. My dad homesteaded, and then I took agriculture in college and graduated in Oregon State with an agriculture that I worked for 3 years for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Did you?
U.S. Department. And we had the federal farm program, so I worked directly with the farmers. We retired back in 1992.
You've got farming in your blood.
That's right.
What kind of farm did you have?
It's a dairy farm. Well, a dairy.
A dairy?
Mixed dairy and hay and grain.
So do you have a favorite story from the fair here in Washington County?
Oh, I've got several favorite stories that I can remember very much. I guess one of the most surprises we had one time at the fair was when we had a transformer blow during the fair.
Oh.
All the lights went off. We thought that the rumor kind of went around and said that someone had been killed.
Oh, no.
And we had a fire. The farm went out and it was kind of mayhem at that time because there's so many, nobody knew what happened when the lights all went out.
Was it at nighttime when it blew? Do you remember what year?
Oh, it was sometime between, I guess, I don't know.
Okay.
It's probably the, I think, 1980 or so, thereabouts, I would guess. But,
did you ever figure out what happened?
Oh, it just depressed on
the world.
We were over, we were over,
over.
we were underpowered and overbooked with it. So.
Yeah.
So we had too many things. We just had an extension cord running everywhere.
How long did it take to get things fixed?
Oh, yes. I think it's very much closer to that night. And then other things that did occur, and that we had some things that are really in the state of my memory. We had a, when I was born, we were the ones that kind of got things done. And the one of us slept on all night. I was, luckily, I'm not the right person that does it on. The one of our board members slept the water off, and we had the rodeo the next day, or the instruction derby, one or the other.
Oh,
it was flipped. Another item I've written here that I certainly remember was, and I can't remember if it was Tom, but no, it wasn't Tom, Jim maybe. Bosley used to be the weatherman for maybe Channel 2 in Brooklyn. And on Friday, Andy Hesse was our fair director, and she had scheduled a chocolate cake contest. The women all got in free for the, maybe it was probably a Saturday, not a Friday, but anyway, they got in free for that day.
Yeah.
By bringing out the chocolate cake. And so we had, as I recall, we had maybe 40 or 50 ladies that were on chocolate cakes. Well, the Dutch didn't show.
Oh, no.
And I was on the fair board, so Andy said, Chuck, you've got to go in there and be the judge. Well, I do like very much chocolate cake. And so, I said, well, that's fine, I'll do that. And so we had, in the home economics, in the main exhibit building, is where we had our contest on stage. The home demonstration agent, she came over and kind of leaned in my ear and whispered that when you make your decision, they always announced that it was, in the case of, in my estimation, that's the best. You never want to say it is the best. You just say that. Well, I kind of got carried away in the during the course of the tasting, I would take a little bite, and in fact, they gave me a vitamin, and I would taste it and take a little water in between, so suppose I didn't influence you for the next person's cake. Well, I, in the middle of the, sometime during the, at the end of it, when I was kind of making ad-lib remarks with the microphone, I mentioned that to these ladies that I suppose I looked that up and told them, because I imagine whoever brings, whoever gets this cake will probably want to give me a kiss, I said. Well, nothing was said about that. I just went ahead and went through, and we got through the contest, and then took some of the leftovers back to the office staff. And everything was going fine. I mean, I had it behind like a knife, having a good time. But the ag instructor, Terry Rube, in fact, I had his kids in my 4-H club. He was a Hillsboro ag instructor, and he had to say ag instructor. And he said, boy, you sure kind of stuck your foot in your mouth over there, didn't you? And I said, gee, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. He said, well, listen, he said, when you made that remark about the winner being letting you, he said, two ladies. He said, right to the back row. He said, I didn't even see you there. He said, yeah, I was at the back row. That's and he said that, one lady leaned over to the other lady, and she said, I should hope my cake don't win.
Didn't get a concept.
So he's gonna have to play my balloon. That's right.
Did you ever judge again?
Well, I'm probably not. Not here anyway. And we had a lot of good things happen while we were on the fairgrounds. We did get the hotel bond issue passed during that period of time. So we started getting 1% at the hotel.
That's wonderful. You were on the board when that happened?
We were really fortunate. That helped us do some capital improvements. We had money then to free up for building Friendship Square, the Cloverleaf building. So that was a... what was going forward.
I wanted to show you a picture.
Okay.
I can't quickly find it. I've got all these like, if you don't mind, when I thought about the fair, you can take a look.
All right.
This is the old pavilion building when it was at Shoot Park. And going away. This is the fair was over at Shoot Park. We were just trying to figure out what everything was here. Yeah. And I'm going to show you a little bit later. So this is also at Shoot Park.
Uh-huh. And I never was here at Shoot Park.
And this is what the first pictures we found here. This is some pictures of a cake being brought, and that was the 100th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And this is the building here, or seeing those out here. What I might think is the old jail that's now out of the museum.
Like that's a jail, yes.
But I'm not sure what that one is.
Yeah, no, that was prior to my time, and I don't even recognize these.
A guy who unfortunately died trying to jump over the but the real question I have is,
There.
This picture says it's from the 70s.
Well, I see on it here.
Wait, that's you?
Yeah. How is it?
Right here?
Yeah, he's at
EMC. Steph Addy?
Yeah,
that's so what?
There's Jerry Boyer. He was our chairman at the time.
B-O-Y-E-R.
He was a Fair Board member. I'd have to look to see when this is breaking ground for the
Fulbright.
This is right where it is, right here's where we broke ground. Here's the background here of the arena of the grandstand. That's the grandstand background.
And do you know who anyone else is?
Well, here's Swan. He might have been on the court at that time. He came on the board. So.
Swan
is
last name?
Yes, Mike Swan.
Okay.
And this was Jerry Plug. P-F-L-U-G. And I don't know where his name.
Okay.
Jerry Plug. So here were the Fair Board members right here. Here's a director. Jerry was chairman, and myself.
And who's this?
Well, those are some other people. I don't know. I don't know who they are. Addie would know.
Okay. You've answered so many questions.
I assume Addie would know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's breaking ground for them.
And do you know what year it would have been?
We have that.
You enjoy being on the board?
Oh, absolutely. We had we always had when we were on the board, we had come up with the name of the company that run it, and then the last, when they closed the fair down, everybody gone home, and then we kind of got things done together, and then they kept the bumper cars running for us.
Oh.
And Addie and fair board members and some of their wives, I don't think my wife ever got on one of them, and the kids that were volunteers, the older kids that were helping, then we would get in there and
have a little bit.
Pop the cards. Another thing, too, I would mention was that we used to, remember the particulars. I thought of it now, but I pretty lost the share on it. I guess I don't even bring that one up unless I had written it up. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about one more thing.
Okay.
About the drainage.
The drainage.
We were very fortunate because we had very poor drainage in this area, and that's one of the reasons that we got to hook on, as I remember, we had to hook on were not cost to the city sewer, because by giving a 20-year lease for the ballpark, we own the land, or the county does for the fair, and so we give them a lease for 20-year period, and then by doing so, they let us hook onto the sewer system without cost. But we did put in green tile and put in a lot of tile to get out of the water, because this is very good. This is land, and
yes,
it really was wet.
Mm-hmm.
And that began to improve everything. But the important thing was that we got out of the city sewer.
Yeah.
So,
do you know what year that was?
I did read some articles and pictures, so I showed them doing it.
Yeah.
So that'll be a most
that'll be possible.
Picture in
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's about all my recollections.
And we have filled it up, so you're good to go. And if you think of any, you have some stuff written down.
I think I've talked about that.
We covered it.
He put lights in. John Leffel was the one that instigated, but he was very helpful. He was our county extension agent. And I think he said Dale Hall was the head of the PGE at that time, Portland General, PGE.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw them, and we were able to get the street lights they were taking out of somewhere in the areas, and we got a truck from them. I guess that's who gave us the ladder truck. It's an automatic truck that we could get out there and install the lights around the fairgrounds. They were big, heavy things, but they were such an improvement.
Yeah.
And so we got out here at the fair in Hollywood. Al Mooley was involved. He was an electrician, and other people that were licensed that could put them up for us.
So these were old street lights.
They were the
large salvage.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They think they were putting the lights in the States. Then we went ahead and got the automatic. So they went out at night. So we got around the arena, around the fairgrounds, a pole.
Yeah.
To get some fishing, better lighting.
Yeah. That's great. Okay.
That's about all the notes.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
First, this helps a lot. This is all my birthday paper for my dad.
Good.
Thank you. Helps identify the mystery.
Yeah, but I guess. I'm not sure what this.
Not sure who those guys are?
I believe. Yeah, but I don't know who they are.
Thank you so much.